The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hi, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Get Fit Guy. If you're joining us for the first time, then welcome. Regular listeners will know that I'm more concerned with health and wellness than I am with aesthetics and high performance, being that fitness is defined as the absence of disease in an organism. But fitness isn't just limited to your physiology, because as organisms, we're a system. We can't ignore that our minds are an integral part of the concept of fitness also. Now, I like to think about this as a play on words around the famous Japanese manga, Ghost in the Shell. Now, across the last 20 plus years of coaching and the thousands of people I've helped and come to know, I see a familiar pattern. People start to train or go to the gym as a coping strategy for some form of life trauma and stress. As time rolls forwards, the dose response required for the training to have the same effect as a distraction or coping mechanism increases, and then either reaches a point where you just can't recover from it or devote enough time to it. At this point, I often see people abandon their physical fitness entirely and deep dive into more alternative or spiritual strategies. Breath work, cold water therapy, sound bathing, manifestation, energy healing, and so on. Now, in the first example, they're working solely on the shell and distracting themselves entirely from the ghost. And in the latter situation, they've abandoned the shell completely to work only on the ghost. But the reality is that your spirit cannot travel far in a broken vessel, and your vessel itself will not get far with a broken operating system. So we need to work on the ghost and the shell. So with that in mind, and with a Japanese theme already set in motion, I thought this week I'd talk about some life lessons from martial arts. Anyone who has done martial arts themselves, or perhaps sends their children to martial arts, will be familiar with the claim of most of the clubs to instill moral values and a code of ethics. But is this true? Are martial arts more optimal for the development of the spiritual and physical self than other sports or training methodologies? Let's just have a look.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Now, with myriad martial arts to choose from, judo, karate-do, taekwondo, hapkido, it might be hard to think of one to hone in on for examination. But looking at all of those arts listed above, they have one thing in common, the suffix do. So what does that mean? Well, do means the way. This seems familiar to me, and I remembered reading a book written by the greatest samurai ever to walk the earth, Musashi Miyamoto. The book is called Dokudo, or The Way of Walking Alone. Now, Musashi lived from 1584 to 1645, became renowned for his unique double-bladed fighting style, and also his unique ability to still be alive after 61 duels to the death. He offered several books, including Dokudo, but more famously, The Book of the Five Rings, which I'll focus on today. It was written in the year of his death, 1645, and includes the teachings that Musashi passed on to his own students in the dojo. Now, the five rings refers to his idea that there were different elements to battle or conflict in life. The first book or ring is the Book of Earth, which ends with nine basic principles. He considered these principles to be the ground upon which the samurai must stand. And those nine principles are: do not think dishonestly. The way is in the training. Become acquainted with every art. Know the ways of all professions. Distinguish between gain and loss in worldly matters. Develop an intuitive judgment and understanding for everything. Perceive those things which cannot be seen. Pay attention even to trifles. And do nothing which is of no use. Now let's have a closer look at each of the nine precepts and see how we could apply these to our training or our modern living in general. First up, do not think dishonestly. Now, for me, this is about being objective and having some truthful self-talk. We should welcome feedback from others and avoid confirmation bias and lower order thinking, because we may end up believing in untruths. You've got to make self-assessment and objective reflection an ongoing daily practice. Next, the way is in the training. Now, you have to have the opportunity to apply what you've read, to apply what you've trained for. Once you have the chance to see your learnings in a real-world outcome, you can adjust accordingly to be more successful. Become acquainted with every art. Well, in order to tackle competently as many situations as your training or your life may throw at you, it will be more useful to have a toolbox full of different tools for different jobs. Remember, specialization is for insects. Next, know the way of all professions. You got to keep your eye on a bigger, more objective picture, because knowing how other people operate will allow you to be more flexible and ultimately more supportive. Learning other ways and principles will help you to fill the gaps in your own practices, and it facilitates relationships because you can communicate with and understand the perspective of others. Know the difference between loss and gain in worldly matters. To me, this is related to how you choose to direct your energy. According to the Intel CEO, Andy Grove, activity is not output. In martial arts, jumping spin kicks look great, but are highly ineffective in combat or self-defense. Investing energy into them will be gainful if the goal is to be a stunt person, but a loss if the goal is to be confident and competent at street defense. Develop an intuitive judgment and understanding for everything. Martial arts rely upon doing so many repetitions that you can intuitively react to a situation, can easily read the movement and intentions of another person. This is a very useful skill in the real world also. To be able to be calm and interpret messages and choose a suitable response. Perceive those things which cannot be seen. Now, whilst I'm a huge fan of data and don't believe we can progress without it, there are also unseen factors influencing reality. Mood, intention, resistance to change, and so on, are all outside of standard data sets. But by finding ways to track them, for example, a mood journal, it'll help you to see the unseen and add this to your data. Pay attention even to trifles. Things that at first may seem small and insignificant have a way of accumulating. Stress is one such thing. Training stress slowly and gradually accumulates, even at 1 pound increments a week, to provide you with a greater overall adaptation. But so do things like a missed night of sleep, a stressful car journey, an addiction to caffeine, not having enough time for yourself, working shifts. Pay attention to these smaller things because when they're added together, they can have a larger effect. Do nothing which is of no use. Maximize your outcomes by focusing on things that provide big bang for your buck. But remember that sometimes doing nothing is also doing something of use. Relaxation allows us to reset and recover. Miyamoto Musashi did not leave us any indication of how to interpret his tenets. These are just some ways I like to think about them. Do you have any lifestyle tips from the ancient masters? If so, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com and I'll do my best to get a reply to you or maybe even answer you on the show. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me that email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.